Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Lake Effect contributor Stacy Tornio joins us every so often to talk about generally family-friendly adventures around the Midwest. But by family-friendly, we usually mean activities that both kids and adults can enjoy. But when you add grandparents or other older friends or family members to the mix, it can get a little more complicated to choose activities that work for everyone. But it is not an impossible task. Stacy Tornio joins us back in the studio now to talk about some of those opportunities where you can go for activities that appeal to young and old. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Mitch.
Let's talk about some activities. We talk a lot about outdoor activities, and we try to make these for a general audience, but it doesn't always work that way. I had some older relatives in town not long ago, and, you know, you sometimes have to temper your expectations for what'll work.
Yeah, so whenever you have, like, intergenerational outside activities, you have to be conscious of that. So, you know, you have to pick things that someone can do, whether they're 2 or, you know, 22 or, like, 82. So you really have to think about that to make it the experience enjoyable for everybody.
This is when, yeah, you want to think twice before you plan a 3-day backpacking trip.
Yeah, or, you know, rock climbing. Not for everybody.
All right, so let's talk about some fairly straightforward things that you can do that will involve the 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds in your life and also the 82 and 83-year-olds in your life.
Yeah, so let's start with hiking because, you know, that seems like a pretty basic, you know, going hiking. But think about hiking for a minute. Like, it can be like what you just said, that 3-day backpacking hiking trip, or it can just be going to a local trail. And most of the trails around here will have different loops. So, like, you can go in that 3 or 4 mile loop, or you can do that, like, half mile loop. So, you know, scale it back, start it small, you know, introduce things like butterfly watching, bird watching, you know, take some binoculars, and just kind of, you know, see how your family and friends do before you take on that bigger challenge.
And the idea here is that this is about being in the outdoors rather than necessarily getting the exercise, you know, the heavy-duty exercise.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you have, like, an older family member coming, like, this is not the time to, like, challenge and try to do that 10-mile hike, you know.
And there are some examples of places like this, all within a fairly easy drive of the city of Milwaukee, starting really kind of right in our backyard with the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center.
Yeah, they have great trails out there. And, you know, you can do those little loops. They have the tower there. The kids can climb the tower. You know, the older adults don't have to. Or they have longer loops as well.
And then within about an hour's drive, you can get to Horicon Marsh, which is amazing bird watching, and they have really a terrific path kind of out into the marsh, and it's a boardwalk, so the footing is good, but you really get some amazing views.
Yeah, the boardwalk is beautiful there. They also have a really great visitor center that you can go into if you want to take a break or need some air conditioning, and they have a really great viewing window out the back, so that's really it. That's very friendly for all kinds of generations as well.
So these are hikes out in a nature center, but there are some even maybe more modest kinds of ways to get out into the natural world, and those are some of the gardens in the region.
Yeah, so gardens and garden watching and bird watching at gardens and the butterflies, like, this is great activity. So, you know, you can visit a botanical garden. We have Berner right here in Milwaukee. One of my favorite places is Bookworm Gardens up in Sheboygan. Just a very quick drive. You know, they have great activities for kids there, and the adults are going to love it, too.
And the garden is the Bookworm Gardens is, like, right on the campus of a community college up there, right, or technical college.
Yeah, it is. And, like, I've been there. I've taken my kids there, and, like, the literary examples throughout the garden are just so cool. And there's activities. The kids can play music, and then the adults can look at the plants and enjoy the nature around them.
Okay, so those are two great ideas on land. How about one in the water? And maybe the people along either aren't old enough or aren't mobile enough to want to row a rowboat or paddle a canoe or kayak. There's still some other ideas they could do.
Yeah, so paddle boats are pretty much, you know, anyone can do those. Like, if you have a little kid that really can't reach the pedals, who cares? You know, put them on there, like, paddle around the lake. Veterans Park has some rentals there that you can do. And the same for the older adults as well. Like, it's very stable. It's a very family-friendly activity to do.
A couple of ideas that we could combine with these ideas that we've already talked about. One of them is just bring along a picnic.
Yeah, so take a blanket and, you know, spread it out on the grass and take your picnic. You can go to a park, you can go to a lake, anywhere that you want to go. And you can do that in the daytime, and then at night, leave that blanket out, and it's great for stargazing. Bring along a jar. You can catch fireflies along the way as well, looking for constellations. But yeah, all that is like a blanket, and then, you know, you fold in other activities like the picnic or the star watching.
Well, and just to throw a little bit of technology in there, not long ago I downloaded something called the Skyview app, which can really aid you if you are constellation impaired.
Hey, don't be ashamed at that. Like, that thing, that is awesome. I've heard of that one. Yes, it's especially because it helps you. It aligns with what season it is, what time of year it is, and so it'll tell you exactly what to look for, which makes the experience so much cooler for kids.
All great ideas. Stacy, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Lake Effect contributor Stacy Tornio is author of numerous books for kids and their parents about nature, and she runs the website destinationnature.com. You can find links to some of the places we talked about at wuwn.com.